We're going to start from a little bit earlier in Daf Tezayinim and Aleph. The Gemara here brings the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara in Daf Tezayinim and Aleph brings the Maimram. Rabbi Leza said, Ein tumul lamashkin kol ikar, teida, shay yaseh ben yezish tsvedam, was hey in al ayal kam sedocha, val mashkin basemit b'chaya docha. Rabbi Leza says, there's no din of tumus mashkin midiraisa. V'haraya, the basement Yezid said that the mashkin in the basement b'chayim where they shech the karbonis, the dam and the mayim where they shech the karbonis is tar. So why is it tar? It must be because the whole din of tumas mashkin is derabanan, and the meila they were in geyser in the base of mikdash. They didn't want to make tum in the base of mikdash. So the machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds dochan mamish that is completely tar, and because he holds that there's no din of tumas mashkin altogether. And Shmuel holds dachan is milatame achayim, but tumas atzmin yeshlem. It's tar only b'negeya in mitame other things, because tumas mashkin has a tumah by itself. It's just not mitame achayim. And the Gemara explains the pasuk says kol mashke sheishas v'chol kli yitma, that it says if a kli cheres hashib mem alteicha kol shebeseicha yitma, that a kli cheres that a sheretz falls into it, anything inside that aichla ma makabel tuma from the kelim and mashkin. So that's a raya that the mashkin makabel tuma. Now the tanam that hold that it's matame echeim hold yitma yitame, that it's matame something else, and the tanam hold is not matame echeim. So yitma means it becomes tame. But what's the pshat? According to Rav, it says not metame no what's pshat. So the Gemara says yitma means it's machshir. It means it's going on the eichel. The eichel becomes tame, and if the eichel shiaval of mayim yitma that becomes tame, you need hechshir of mayim. And kol mashke sheishas mechol kli yitma means if it has the hechshir of any other mashke mechol kli. The Gemara says you need one for mechubarim and one for tlushin, and it's srichi. So the Gemara asks the kasha first. Tashima, achmainu bar mikve mayim yatar. The pasuk says, achmainu bar mikve mayim yatar. So Rashi says, what does it mean? It's teaching you if it's mechubarim, it's not mekabel tuma. So that's mashma. The solution is mekabel tuma. If you're going to say yitma means it's mekabel tuma, then it makes sense, achmainu bar mikve mayim yatar, that a mayin, a bar mikve mayim are not mekabel tuma. But if you're going to say that mashkin, anam mekabel tuma b'chal min ha-tayr, so what does it mean? Ach mayin ubar mikveh mayim yatar. Any mayim is tar. You don't need a mayin ubar mikveh mayim. So the Gemara answers, mayi yatar mitumasa. And Rashi says it means that if, let's say, someone's tummy and he goes into a mayin ubar mikveh mayim, he becomes tar. But not the pshat that the mikveh, that the mayin ubar mikveh mayim remain tar. That's pasha that they're tar. There's no din tumas mashkin midaraisa. But the pasuk's telling you that a tameh that goes into a mayin or bar a mikveh mayin, he becomes tar. That's what it means, yatar. So you see the two pshatim in the pasuk. If you hold tumas, there's tumas mashkin min atar. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? Ach mayin or bar a mikveh mayin yatar. That doesn't get tumas mashkin. Kol mashke sheishasu b'chol kli yitma. A mashke sheishasu becomes tameh when a tameh kli touches it. But mayin or bar a mikveh mayin don't become tameh. They yatar. But if you hold, there's no tumul mashkim in the Torah. So then we'll learn the pasuk. What does it mean? Achmayin abar mikveh mayim yatar. If anyone's tummy, how does it become tar? He has to go into a mayin abar mikveh mayim, not mayim shuvim. So the chayim, if we bask in tumas mashkim, at least for tumas atzman, is the ma'aseh. The Rambam passes that way. Tilchazov is the tumah berg zayin alach aleph. So how do you know that you need a mikveh to matar? What does it say then in the Torah? The pasuk achmayin abar mikveh mayim yatar in the context of the pasuk means that it's not mekabel tumas mashkin. Where do we know that a mikveh is matar somebody? Not so clear. See, look at the pasuk. Look at the Rashi on the pirish on that pasuk achmayin abar mikveh mayim yatar. So Rashi says like this: hamechubar makarka ein mekabel tumah. That's pshutish mikra. Pasuk's in the context of tumas mashkin. And if it's mechubal lekarka, it's not mekabel tuma. For oyeh shalchulamid, and you could also learn yeh tara tevamem b'tumase. So Rabbi Mizrachi there on the Rashi has two pshat and what Rashi means. One pshat he says They're actually saying two alternative pshatim. Not both of them is true. It depends which Tanya hold like. If you hold like the Tana that there's tumas mashkim in a Torah, so then the pshat in the pasuk is mechaberim lekarkei mekabel tuma. The idea shel chumud means if you hold the tumas mashkim anyways they're abundant, so it's not shackled in the pasuk that way. So then you can learn niyatar means a tavim betumasa. That's one way. But he says not so mashma. The idea shel chumud sounds like you learn both things. You learn both things. So Jazz, even though the pasuk is telling you that it's not mekabel tuma, but the pasuk is also telling you that someone who's tevelin it is eilam mitumase. So in the sefer Imre Shefa from the Ranach and the sefer Tzedul Lederech, these are early mefarshim and Rashi. They both like the first pshat in the Mizrahi. That's two separate pshatim. If you hold this tumas mashkim in a Torah, so then the pasuk only means that it's not mekabel tuma. And if you hold that there's no tumas mashkim in a Torah, then the pasuk means that you could be tevel in it. But then it's a little shvei. So where do we get this din that you need a mikvah? The Taisa ben Peretz is mavur that everyone holds that it's. He says, what do you mean? All of the shas you learn. There's the whole din in mikvahs learned from this pasuk that a mayan is matar v'zeichlin and a mikvah needs ashpayrin and the psul shuv and everything. Everyone learns that all these things in the psukim. You learn the whole masechtas mikvahs, any sugyam at mikvahs, with arshin these psukim. Of course, that's what it means. He says pshat the gemara is that the gemara's kasha was that the pasuk also means it's not makabel tuma, and teretz the gemara is no, it only means the gabei tvila. But avad that's going on the gabei tvila in both pshatim. So that's like the second pshat in the Mizrahi. But l'chaya, how would you learn if you don't learn that way? If you learn that in the first pshat of the Gemara, it does not mean it's not tomet tvila b'chlal. It only means that it becomes tar. It remains tar. So when do you see that you need a mikvah to be matar? So there's a very interesting Sam Sefer. It's in Chuvah Sam Sefer Siman Reishit Gimel. That he says he saw this in the Kaniyasa Shaila, he says he saw this in the Kadman, and he forgot where it was, that the pshat's like this. There's a big kasha. It says that a tamei, he washes in water and becomes tahar. That's what it says. Now, one second. When a tamei touches water, the water becomes tamei. So how does that work? He's making the water tamei, and the water's making him tahar. He says it's a bigger chayk than paraduma. Paraduma, at least not at the same time. At least the paraduma is metame, the tmeim, tame meis, and then you get a new tuma. But here, the same water that you're making tame will make you tar. That doesn't make any sense at all. Now, what's the pshat v'rochets b'mayim? It has to be azasart water that doesn't become tame from the person. So now we learn ach mayim and mikvah bar yiatar. Now that's the water that doesn't become tame. So Mel, that's the water that's matar. Because otherwise, it can't be that you matar me, the water that's matar you. That's what he brings. He brings him a kabbanach, and I have no idea who it is. He says he forgot where it was. But that's what he brings. Like, I'll make a pshat. He wants to say a tremendous kiddush because of that. He was discussing about Shelag, and he said that even if Shelag is not a mikvah, so it's not a mikvah. Since Shelag is not makabal tum, it's not makabal tum mashkin, unless yechisha v'lev, then, so Mel, that's why Shelag's Matai, not because it's a mikvah, but because it's water, which is not makabel tumah. Any water which is not makabel tumah could be Matai. If you hold that there's tumah smashkim in a Torah. If you hold there's no tumah smashkim in a Torah, so no water is makabel tumah. So then the pshat in the pasuk is the Torah, meaning that you tell when you become Torah. But if you hold there is tumah smashkim in a Torah, and the pasuk means that there's no tumah smashkim in this case, so we say a svara, that since whenever it is tumas mashkin, you can't make your Torah. You're making a tumah, you can't make your Torah. That's the pshat. That's why we learn at all hilchos mikvayis from this pasuk. Mikvayis really was said b'negeya that it doesn't not makabel tumah. And memela, we see memela that that's what you need to be matar. Interesting pshat. I have a chaver, Ben Yamin Sandler from Detroit, and he showed me this that l'chay Rashi in Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph, it's also the Rishbam later in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches. Says a different pshat. La'ilam, you could say that ach mayinu bar mikveh mayim miyatar means that not mekabel tumah, like the Gemara's havaminim, and you could say that's the only pshat in the pasuk, and that's the context of the pasuk, because right before that it says kol mashke she'ishas v'chol kli yitma, and then it says ach mayinu bar mikveh mayim miyatar. In other words, it doesn't have tumas mashke. But how do you know that you need this water for mikveh? The Gemara says in a few places in Shas, Barakas is Basara Bamayim. So he works like this. Bamayim, b'mei mikvah. But what's the first drasha? B'mayim b'nei mikvah. What's that drasha? So Rashi and Chagiga and the Rishbam later on Kav Ches says that b'mayim b'nei mikvah means like this. B'mayim is with a pasach. It's like a hey idea. When it says b'mayim, it's like b'hamayim. Like Rashi says b'makim is b'hamakim. In this place, in the place. It means the mayim that's mefurish in makam acher. And wisdom of mayim mefurish in makam acher, mikveh mayim miyatar. That means what the pasuk means is it's not makabel tumah. But when it says another pasuk, v'rocha says b'sarei b'mayim, it doesn't say b'mayim, it says b'mayim. What mayim do you need? You need the mayim of v'rocha makam acher. That's how you know that the rocha's word mayim is b'mei mikvah. So it's not that you learn it off of miyatar. Miyatar means it remains tar. If the old Tumas Mashkin is the Raisa. But there's another Pasuk, Bamayim, Behamayim, right? That's why the Chayim, Pasuk, Taich, and Rashi, Chagiga, Dafir Aleph, and there's Bam Kufches, Taich, the Gemara, Bamayim, Bemei Mikvah, Bamayim, Behamayim. The Chayim, that answers the Stam Seifus Kasha. This Sa'ara, how do you know that you should be table in the Mikvah if the water's talking about the Gabim Kabbatum, and the Taich is Yavit Joshua, Bamayim, Bemei Mikvah. Now, Rishbam is ground on Kuftes, not Kufches. And now let's go back to now. The Gemara had said that if you learn that ein tumah l'mashkin min haTorah, so what does it mean? Yibma yibma means machshir. Why do you need two psukim for hechshir? One for mechubarim and one for tlushim. And the Gemara makes it tzrichasa. Mechubarim is better because it's b'mkayma, it's kvi, and kayma b'dachtaya, it's kashivi, and tlushim is better because you are machshivit, and that's why I need two psukim. So the Gemara has a kasha. Utlushim mi machshir? Utlushim really machshir? V'am Rav Yis v'avchirina mashke beis mit mechaya l'dayin shein dochen al shein machshir. The mashke beis mit mechaya, not only are they Torah, but they're not machshir. Why are they not machshir? Must be because the din utlushim is only machshir midirabonan. And they weren't going to say hechshir tumah by mashke beis mit mechaya. So the Gemara says, tirgum al dam. It's only going on dam. And dam is not machshir. Why? If the water gets, if the blood is spilled like water, it's machshir. Dam kachim, which is not spilled like water, you need to makamban and kli and bizarikin it, so it's not nishbach kamayim, so mil it's not machshir. So Taiz asks a kasha, what about dam chayim va'if? Dam chayim va'if needs kisei adam, and the Gemara says that you learn out from al arsish b'chenu kamayim that since the behema it says al arsish b'chenu kamayim, that's a raya that you don't do kisei adam. So you see, if you need kisei adam, it's not called al arsish b'chenu kamayim. So chayev oifu, you need kisei adam. It's also not b'chenu kamayim. So Taisus holds not that way. Taisus holds any time enough to mekam l'kli, it's called b'chenu kamayim. But still, you can learn out that. That by behemi you don't need kisei adam from it. That's so clear. The Chiddush Iran says a very big Chiddush. Is Einechanami midaraisa chayev oif is not machshir lekabel tumah. Since you need kisei adam, the dam chayev oif is not machshir. It's machshir midarabanan. By kachim, we say that the rabbanim weren't masakin for a dam shenish b'kamayim, just so it wouldn't be married b'tum b'mikdash. That's a pshat that it's mashkin mebeimid b'chayel is not machshirim. But by chayim va'oif, even though you have the same drush, it's saying nishba kamayim, no sataka wouldn't be machshir. As I stated in the round, very interesting. Now it's interesting, machlokes yishayim. The Gemara says the dam kachim are not machshir, because it says la'oisish b'chenu kamayim, dam shenishba kamayim machshir, dam shenishba kamayim machshir. Now what about legabi makabel tumah? Is dam kachim makabel tumah? Let's see, your whole tumah's mashkin's the raisa. And dam is one in a mashkin. Is dam kachim makabel tumah? So Taisus on David Zayin and Mebe says that if you have this drosha of dam anish b'chamayim machshir, dam shenish b'chamayim ena machshir, so who in the Gabbai Kabbalah still may have this drosha? L'chayim makes sense. L'chayim doesn't say hechshir in the pasuk. All the pasuk says l'oishish b'chenu kamayim. So you learn from there that in order for dam to be like mayim, it has to be if it's nishbach kamayim. If not, it doesn't have a din mayim. So the Gabbai actually have that. L'chayim the Gabbai Tom also should be that way. As I state in Taiz David Zayin and Midbeis, and as I state in the Rambam is in Hilchos Pulim Mekdoshim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Vav, Kol Dam Kachim, Einu Mekabel Tumah Klal, Shenema V'Dam Aloysu Shechenu Kamayim, Dam Shenishu Kamayim Hu Anechshav Kamayim, Mekabel Tumah, Avodam Kachim Shenish Kamayim, Einu Mekabel Tumah. Mamish Ofurish Rambam The Gemara says it by Heksher, and the Rambam says it Lagabi Kabbalah's Tumma. Now the Marsha and that Yitzayin and Medez is Medayik in the Rashi there, that it's only Lagabi Heksher, not Lagabi Tumma. That's what the Marsha is Medayik in the Rashi. It's not so clear where you see this with a Korkite in the Rashi, but that's what the Marsha holds. And the Rashi state, Rashi the Maskel, Aval Dam, on Yitzayin and Medez, that Dam Kachim is Mekabel Tumma. So Shmuel Rzavsky, in the Chedush of Shmuel Simon Yud, he says, I'll explain to you the Svar Samachlaikis. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tumas Eichlin, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, that the only Mashkin Mekabel Tumma is the Zayin Mashkin, Yad Shchad Dam. The same Mashkin that we have, Lagabi being Mashkin Mekabel Tumma, you need one of the seven Mashkins. You need, it's the Simon is Yad Shchad Dam. Yayin, Dam, Shemin, Cholov, Tal, Dvash, and Mayim. Those seven, that's it. And the Raivan argues, the Raivan says that made Peiris also Mekabel Tumma. So is it only Yayin and Shemin and Dvash and Cholov and Mayim and Dam, those are the only things in Mekabel Tumma? Or how about apple juice, orange juice, and they Mekabel Tumma? So Achleikis, the Raivan holds, you need the seven Mashkin. The Raivan says apple juice, orange juice, they're all Mekabel Tumma. So there's a tzlach here, it's Ois Pe'alef, he has his Oisius on the Sugya of Rechina's Kanakainim. Ois Pe'alef, he says, what's the pshat in the Rabbi? There's two pshatim. Does he hold that in order to have Tumas Mashkin, any liquid which you could drink is a mashka? You don't need this iron mashka, which is Alagabi Akshin, Alagabi Tumma. That's one side. But the second side is that maybe the other mashkin become Tumma because of Tumas Eichlin. They don't have a din mashkin, either chshivas for a mashka. But apple juice is an eichel. It's an apple, part of an apple, it's an eichel. As I has a maisa, he decided like the second svar, that the pshat is avad and arrive as mashka, lagabi tumas mashka, these things don't have tumas mashka, but they have tumas eichel. But the Mishnah Achreina, it's the beginning of Perek Gimel in Masech Taharis, he says that Rashi in Chul and Dafkuf Chafam and Aleph says that chelev, that's nimuach, is mekabel tumas mashkin. If you have chelev that melts, then have a din of tumas mashkin. It's mavur. That's not one of the seven mashkin, and it's not an eichel. I'm saying that's the chayim. He says tumas mashkin. The chayim you see from Rashi. That's the first side of the tzlach. That anything, any liquid which is drinkable is mekabel tumah. So Mel is very good with the machlokes. Is what's this pasuk that we're learning out? Dam shenishpach kamayim nikrid dam shenishpach en nikrid dam. What does it mean? The chayyim of pshat's like this. How do you know dam is a mashka? Because it's hikush l'mayim, right? So that's what gives dam chshivas of the seven mashka. So the gabi hechshirat, we know you need seven mashka. And how do you know dam is one of the seven? Because it is hekish. Vash date in this hekish that you need a tayrus mashka from the seven mashka. It says you need nishpach l'mayim, and dam kachim doesn't have it in mashkin. So dam kachim is not one of the seven mashka. It is a liquid which you could drink. It is, it's a fact. So Mela, very good. Hechsher, you certainly need the seven mashkim. So it's not one of the seven mashkim, Hechsher. Legabe Tumma, the Rambam that holds you need the seven mashkim, so why Legabe Tumma also? Why should it be Mechalik? Both of them need the same halacha. Right? And there's no indication in the Hekish that's Tumma more Hechsher than Tumma. Mashayin Kain, Rashi holds that even Chalav Shini Mu'a could be called a mashka. Any liquid which is edible is called a mashka. So Dam Musa is called a mashka. Dam is called the mashke. So the Mela, the pasuk is only telling you the gabi the chashivas of the mashke. When you need a chashivas of a mashke, like you need the seven mashke, then it doesn't work. Hashem, any liquid that's drinkable, you don't see from the pasuk not that way. As I said, Shmuel Zavsky the Gaval the Gazach. So Rabbi Kivega, there David Zayin of Abay is asked to Tmiya, and the Gilyan Hashas and David Zayin of Abay is asked to Tmiya. He says Taisus over there, and Lefi was saying the Rama Musa that says that this mismiyat of minayin ladam kachim she'enai machshir, who would then dam kachim is ainim mekabel tumma? He says, Agamar says, mefurish not that way. Agamar is going in this din of if ain tumma is lamashim kolikar or not. And the Gemara says, right, that Rav said, dochen mamish, that there's no tumma altogether, and mele mashkir besim b'chai is not mekabel tumma at all. But Shmuel said that no, everyone holds that there's a tumma deraisa for mashkin. And Mashke Bei Milchai is just not Matame Acher. So the Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara says, Tashema, Adam Shinim, Vizarka, Beshaik, Hurtsa, Mezli, Hurtsa. So you see that the Am could become Tamei. So the Gemara Midarabanan would like her base of Ben Yezid Shveda. And then the Gemara goes on, Amatzis Meratzel, Adam, Valabasa, Lachel, Shnimme, Be Meshaig, Be Mezin. The same thing. The whole Gemara is bringing a raya that Dam Kodshim, you see, it becomes Tameh. So that goes into the Shaila of Tumas Mashkin is Deraisa. Mufurish in the Gemara, that on the side that Tumas Mashkin is Deraisa, Dam Kodshim is Makabal Tumah. As I said, Mufurish. Taisa says it Mufurish. Taisa says that it didn't have to say the Loiker of Yesim and Yez, it could have said that it's Makabal Tumah mean Deraisa, like the Man Yom, but Tumas Mashkin is Deraisa. You see, Mufurish, that if Tumas Mashkin is Derabanan, and they weren't Gaisim Ashuwe Minchaya, then Dam is not Makabal Tumah. Or Dam is not Makabal Tumi Deraisa. But if Tumas Mashkin is Deraisa, so the whole thing is in Shred. Then if Adit's Makabal Tumi Deraisa, what happened to the problem? Adam Kachim is not Makabal Tumi. He lives at Sarachingo. The Chai is not only Shred and Taisa, it's also Shred and the Rambam. So the Stipler says in Mary the Gateritz. He says like this. He says, we learned before, and we'll see it later on Daf Yatesim and Al, there's a din that Eitzim and Levain are Makabal Tumi. Why Eitzim and Levain are Makabal Tumi? They're not Eichel, no one could eat it. But Eitzim and Levaina of a Kachim, there's a din of Chibas HaKadosh. You'll learn out from Va'abasa, the rabbis Eitzim and Levaina. There's a din of Chibas HaKadosh. Chibas HaKadosh is next to din Tumah. Anything that's Kachim, even if it's not an Eichel, could be Makabal Tumah. So there's a Taisa Chulin that Flamed Vavah Mebeis, and also in Zvachim that Flamed Dalanam and Aleph, that asks the Kasha if there's a din of Chibas HaKadosh. So what is this whole shmuz here that Mashka is not Makabal Tum, and that's why Mashka Bebe Mechai is Dachan? Why isn't it Makabal Tum Al Tzkibas HaKadosh? Why is Mashka worse than Eitzim and Levaina? Okay. Emphatizes, because a salad, a davar of the kasha, then, even if you can't eat it, but that's called an eichel. Chibas HaKadosh gives it a teres eichel. Mashenga in a liquid, a mashka is not an eichel. So if there's a din that Mashka not Makabal Tum, so any liquid can't be an eichel, even if, just like drinking it doesn't make it into an eichel, who didn't chibas HaKadosh make an eichel? It's not an eichel, it's a mashke. Mashke, there's no tumah. It's tumah's eichel, and Eitzim and Levaina can become an eichel. A mashke can't be an eichel. That's the Eisistemitz. That's Zakhtis type. That's Altsef Yeholein Tumul Mashkin Kalikr. So then, blood or water, or wine or oil, whatever it is, can't be chibas HaKadosh because it's a liquid. A liquid is a mashke, not an eichel. But let's say the halacha is that there is tumah l'mashkin midaraisa. Navas then, dam kachim doesn't have a shei mashke because it's not nishma kamayim. Okay, it doesn't have a shei mashke, but now chibas HaKadosh will give it a shei mashke. Just like chibas HaKadosh can make eitz levain into an eichel, so chibas HaKadosh can make dam kachim, which is not mishmaim, into a mashke. So the chayr enoch and ami, als the etzim din mashke doesn't have a teres mashke, but what about chibas HaKadosh? Good. So Chibas HaKadosh will make a Tumah Midaraisa. That's Pshat in that Gemara. So how come that Gemara didn't have Chibas HaKadosh? What's Pshat in that Gemara? What's Pshat in Taizin Zayin of Beis? He says a pulpul that Taiz is going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, it's a Shalun Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon and Zvachim that from Heim and Beis, Rashi the learns that Chibas HaKadosh is in their abundance. Gemara says only for Absol. You don't get Karas on it. Taiz in a few places says it means Zavan is the Raisa. It's just you won't get Karas. But Taisha's needs, I'm basically like Rashi. In the Rambam, he says it's very good. The Rambam Baskins and Ilchus Tumas Eichel and Perigil Alachi Yitzayin, the Chibas HaKadosh is their abundant. Even though some Gemaras and Mavur is their Isa, the Rambam Baskins is their abundant. So Mela, very good. Agamar goes with the tzad that Chibas HaKadosh is their Isa, and Mela, on the tzad that there's no Tumma Lamashkin Kolikr, so Chibas HaKadosh doesn't work, because he can't make it into an Eichel. On the tzad that's Tumas Mashkin with their Isa, are you going to have a Taina Zdam Kachim? But Dam Kachim al Skibas HaKadosh could have a Shem Mashka. Mashayin Kain, the Rambam Lamaisa Bas and Skibas HaKadosh is the Rabbanan, or that Gemara goes to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon al Skibas HaKadosh is the Rabbanan, and Mamela, it's not a Mashka, and Chibas HaKadosh won't be Menhamet.